Inside Lacrosse Podcast.
Welcome to the one-on-one Inside Lacrosse Podcast. John Gelati here. We are joined with a very special guest today, Kevin Davis, CEO of Bauer, which has recently purchased Cascade. Big news for the sports world, for the lacrosse world. Bauer also already owns Maverick, but is getting even more involved in the lacrosse world. So thanks for joining us, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and thanks for your interest in our story.
Well, thanks for the time, and obviously, as I said, this is big for lacrosse. So I guess the easy question is why did you guys make the purchase of Cascade?
Well, you know, we as Bauer Performance Sports, you know, we own the iconic hockey brand Bauer, which I think most people are familiar with. We own Maverick also in lacrosse. We own Mission in roller hockey, and as we're looking at ways to grow our business and really leverage our technology and marketing platforms, Cascade was just a great fit for us. It allowed us to immediately enter the number one position in lacrosse helmets. They obviously had a startup hockey helmet business, which had some really great technology that we're very happy to have access to help further the safety of the sport. And also, you know, I think for both Maverick and for Cascade, it allowed a broader and a deeper presence with our retail partners by having equipment and the rest of equipment and helmets at the same time.
Absolutely. So I guess how will you be keeping the Maverick and Cascade brands separate from each other? Will the names continue on those specific products, or how do you know how those are going to relate?
Yeah, certainly, you know, out of the gate, our plans are to change nothing. Cascade is an iconic and meaningful helmet brand. Maverick is an up-and-coming youth-oriented focused brand, now starting to make some great traction with teams like Notre Dame and Colgate, and, you know, really had a great showing in this year's tournament. So we think that keeping the brands with separate identities is also very important, and that'll be the plan. But what we will be able to do is combine some resources and energies in other parts of the business to really help accelerate the growth as the sport continues to grow quite nicely.
Now, is there going to be a lot of is there going to be more shared personnel and ideas going back and forth between Cascade and Maverick? It sounds like some of the key guys at those companies are going to kind of oversee the both of them together, or how exactly is that going to work?
Yeah, that's exactly how it's going to work, and we're still rolling that out for the company at large. So, you know, it's still some things to do until the deal is done or announced. You know, there's limited conversations that you can have between the two businesses, so we've had to be a little bit separate, but now we can, have full dialogue with it, and that's exactly right. We're going to take the best management, the best people from both companies. I was in Liverpool on the day of the announcement, explaining to everybody there and their fantastic manufacturing operation that they have, that our objective there is to do nothing but expand that operation. I mean, this is about growth and growing these companies both on the lacrosse and the hockey side, and we see a really great combination between the two.
Yeah, Cascade's made some nice inroads, as you mentioned, with their startup hockey business presence, you know, especially with the M11 helmet and Mark Messier. It's a nice relationship for them. Is there an answer to the question of what percentage this deal was hockey to lacrosse for you guys in terms of motivation and strategy?
It was mostly lacrosse, but they had, we always like to have the best technology. And they really have some great technology in their lacrosse and hockey helmets, and we're really excited to be able to see if across our helmet repertoire and intellectual property, if there are ways that we can combine, even in the lacrosse helmet, some of the safety aspects that were intellectual property that we had that Cascade couldn't use. And certainly we know that there's some intellectual property in the Cascade products that we could use in some of our other sports as well. So that part is always a very interesting thing for us. But the primary focus of this deal was for us to have, our Bauer Performance Sports lacrosse business and really be, you know, generating some momentum on our way to be the number one in the category.
Yeah, and what, I guess, what about lacrosse appeals to you guys? You've already gotten in through Maverick, and obviously you're kind of doubling down here with Cascade, but what's the attraction to the sport, and what have you seen so far?
Well, there's so many great things about it. First of all, from a participation standpoint, the sport continues to grow on the men's and women's side. More and more kids across the country are picking up lacrosse, and more collegiate teams, more D1 teams. I mean, it's just the sport's on fire, and it's always wonderful to be a part of that exciting sport. And we also see, just from an athlete performance perspective, that you know, some of the technologies that are used in the best lacrosse products today really pale in comparison, frankly, to some in other sports. Hockey may be one, and there may be some others. So we really see that there's a lot of technological advantages that we might be able to bring to the sport to help athletes, you know, play the sport better. I look at, we have 100 people in research and development in our facility just north of Montreal, and we spend about $14 million a year up there. So, you know, I don't think historically lacrosse companies have had that type of research, design, and development capabilities to put into the product. So we think we should be able to really get some game-changing gear out here in the coming years with the combination of these two great companies.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you mentioned safety, and obviously that's a huge issue in all sports, but obviously lacrosse and hockey as well, concussions and you know, different things that helmet companies are trying to do. And you guys have seemingly made some pretty big inroads there with the React helmet in hockey. What is kind of Bauer's take on the concussion issue, and what are you guys trying to do? How important is it? How big of an issue is it in the industry right now?
Well, it's a major focus for us, and it's a major focus not just around head safety, but around total safety. Thank you for bringing up the new React helmet. You know, it's the first of its kind to protect against multiple types of impacts, and we believe that that's the way that the protection systems have to evolve, and the current standards and testing systems, while they have worked quite nicely, they were originally designed to prevent skull fractures and big, strong, linear hits. And as you know, both in lacrosse and in hockey, there are multiple ways that that hits can come to players, and we want to make sure that we're being able to provide the most protection and the various types of protection for the different types of potential injuries that players can have. So it is absolutely on the forefront of our agenda. We are hopeful that we'll be able to incorporate potentially some of this technology that we have in the React helmet into future Cascade products, if the Cascade team determines that that's an appropriate thing for that player. And we're also very keen not to try to be one thing to all people. So lacrosse athletes have certain requirements and demand certain things, and hockey players and roller hockey players and others. So we want to make sure we're being authentic to the sport, and we're trying to solve and bring great solutions to those players, and not just take something from another sport and give it over there if it's really not something that's needed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that sounds great. I know it's as I mentioned, it's a huge thing in lacrosse right now. Every helmet manufacturer is trying to figure it out, and you know, the more minds we have working on a good solution, I think the better off everybody's going to be. Now, I guess, you know, since acquiring Maverick, have you learned anything about the sport of lacrosse that maybe you didn't expect coming into that acquisition? And how has that transition been for you guys?
Oh, the transition's been great. I mean, you know, certainly learning a new sport, if you go in with an open mind where you really have to learn about the athlete and learn about the retailers and learn about the sport itself, you know, you're going to make a lot more traction. I think Maverick has a great ability to be in the grassroots, to be able to resonate with kids. I mean, these are all some of the world's best lacrosse players that created this business, and they certainly know the consumer, and they know the atmosphere and the excitement that the sport can bring. What we were able to do rather quickly was, in their new Rome glove as an example, is combine our manufacturing and our technological expertise with some design ideas that they had about making a great new glove, and boy, we can't keep those things in stock. So I think that was a great, you know, first pass. Obviously, it takes time to create great product. We don't rush things to market. We try to learn from the consumer, do some biomechanic research, match it with materials. You know, it takes a little bit of time to come out with this product, but the glove was a great example of something we were able to do timely, and it really showed great results. What I'm continue to be amazed is the passion of the lacrosse player, the willingness to try new things, and we think that those fit really well into what we're trying to do with Maverick and Cascade. That there aren't there's some great established brands out there that make really great products. But we have seen consistently that kids, if you give them a reason and you give them a high-performing product, they're willing to try new brands and they're willing to try new things, and that's great for that sport.
Absolutely. Now, talk through the strategy of, you know, from your perspective coming into the sport. You know, you guys obviously have the resources and knowledge and expertise to make your own lacrosse products, just start from scratch and do it on your own. Some companies have done that in the sport. Reebok is an example of that, and others have kind of come in with existing brands, you know, Nike and SDX's relationship, for instance. But talk me through Bauer's mindset of, you know, deciding to partner with Maverick and Cascade versus kind of doing it alone.
Well, one of the things that we found, and you know, we used to be part of Nike, and that was a really good learning experience for us. And I think one of the things we found is in performance-based equipment sports, you know, equipment sports that demand high performance, consumers want authentic brands. And we could take the same high-performing ice hockey skate, remove the Bauer brand, and put the Nike brand on it, and we would sell substantially less. Even if it was the same marketing, the same product, just because that brand was not as authentic with the consumer. And certainly Bauer, we could have created our own brand. We could have brought the Bauer brand into lacrosse. There are some crossover players, or people would certainly recognize it. But in our experience, it's very, very important to have an authentic brand. And unless you buy an authentic brand and then rebrand it with your brand, it's really, really difficult to get that to resonate with consumers. And it's far easier to bring great technology and super product to a brand that kids are already familiar with and identify with their sport.
So will the Bauer logo and will there be Bauer branding on these new products or on the Cascade stuff, or how will that work exactly?
They will not. They will be Cascade products and Maverick products.
Gotcha. One of the things you mentioned in the press release was the similar corporate cultures between Cascade and Bauer. Wondering if you could expand on that and maybe tell us a little bit about the corporate culture at Bauer.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, one of the things that we found really early is, you know, a passion for the athlete, a passion for technology, and a passion for doing the right thing. I mean, when we started talking with the guys at Cascade and we found out what fueled their machine and their really significant market share that they have, it is all about understanding the athlete's concerns, understanding the problem you're trying to solve, no gimmicks, coming up with real technology, and making sure you have the highest quality product you can. And that's exactly what fuels us here at Bauer Performance Sports. You know, we do that with the Bauer Hockey line, the Mission Roller Hockey line. We do that with everything that we do. And so from that cultural perspective of starting with real research, design, and development, making sure that the product does what it says that it's going to do, and it does it through science and not just from marketing, that's the way that both of our companies have been successful, and we knew we were going to have a huge win together.
Gotcha. Now, in terms of lacrosse and hockey, probably ice hockey is probably the best complement to lacrosse, you know, from an athletic perspective and skill wise and the hand eye coordination and the movement. Do you do much cross marketing? Do you try to market one sport to the other, or use the hockey base of, you know, the bigger hockey base to sell some lacrosse, or do you kind of keep them separate from a strategy standpoint?
No, I think we'll keep them separate from a strategy standpoint. I mean, there are executional elements that work really well because of the similar nature of the grassroots nature of the sport, of the brand authenticity that's important to both consumers. So there could be executional ways, even at retail. There are ways that we could retail differently that we know work in specialty equipment-based sports. But we wouldn't necessarily try to, you know, lacrosse something that is hockey or vice versa. But there are certainly tactics that will work really well in both sports because of the similarity of the athletes, the similarity of the retail channels, and the similarity of the consumer overall.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that was in the, I think in the press release or I read somewhere, was I know the attraction to Cascade's customization and quick turnaround, you know, mantras that they've always done really well with that. And every time I talk to those guys, Tim Ellsworth always mentions, you know, hey, you know, they really hang their head on their quick turnaround and how quickly they can just get stuff out and customize it for you, for teams, for anybody. How important is that? And was that a big factor in this acquisition?
It was a critical factor in this acquisition. Those folks, Steve Moore and the team that run that facility up there, have done a fantastic job of being able to quick turnaround custom products, 750,000 or something potential colorways that you can combine there. I mean, it is truly an amazing feat what they do up there, and our objective is to do nothing more than to expand that facility and carry that ability of manufacture and custom turnaround into many other products.
Gotcha. I guess a question that I ask everybody who's kind of coming into the sport or, you know, maybe doesn't have the background with it, but, you know, from your experience and you know, expertise, what do you think lacrosse needs to take that next step to become a bigger, more mainstream sport in North America? It's kind of, you know, that, you know, outside of that big, the big ones right now, it's, you know, a step behind, but what do you think it needs to become bigger and keep growing and become more mainstream?
I think it needs to keep doing exactly what it's doing. You know, I live here in New England, and I thought that there were plenty of lacrosse operations and teams out here, and it continues to grow. I think the more collegiate programs that are added, the more ESPN keeps putting it on TV and making it a big part of it. I mean, this is a really nice momentum driven sport right now. Could there be a few things that could happen to accelerate it faster? I suppose, but I think it's building up a nice momentum where, you know, people are getting new to the sport. They can get in new to the sport at older ages than maybe some other sports. Parents, therefore, get involved in it. That creates fans. Fans create, you know, bigger collegiate programs and television opportunities. So, I see it being just a great momentum and, you know, keeping it going just the way it is. If the pace can continue at 10%+ increase in participation every year, I think this is going to be a major sport in the coming years.
Nice. Well, yeah, we all hope so. And I guess just, you know, last question, what should we expect out of, you know, what's kind of the next couple of years focus for Bauer Performance Sports and your direction and kind of your strategy moving forward?
Well, we certainly, you know, need to bring Cascade into the fold here and make sure that integration is runs as successfully as the last few that we've done. You know, we've made this will be our fourth acquisition that we've done since 2008, and we want to make sure it runs as smoothly and operates as well as the others. And we're always on the lookout. So there are similar opportunities out there in other sports where we think we could roll right into our platform here and share research, share design, share some of the back office stuff that we could do pretty well, and really bring on a few more brands here and other sports to considerably grow our company. So we're pretty excited about the opportunities out there.
Excellent. Well, and actually one last question. As a UMass alum, did you follow the Minutemen at all this spring? They made a nice little run, kind of one of the surprise teams of the spring, and maybe kind of well set up to continue that next year. What, did you get to follow them at all and check out how they were doing?
I did follow them up a bit. I am, you know, one of the things about the UMass having the various campuses, I was a UMass Lowell alum. So I was certainly following UMass in total and saw that, and obviously the UMass Lowell hockey team had a great run this year as well. So UMass sports was a great season, and I look forward to watching them again next season as well.
Nice. Well, thanks so much for the time. That's all the questions that I have. I really appreciate you coming on, and congrats again on a great acquisition, and best of luck with everything moving forward.
Thanks, John. We really appreciate your time.
Inside the Cross Podcast.